No, it's just like you'd probably call it an upstairs. We called it a hayloft, and there was this set of steps went up there, and we could go up there and pitch the hay down and throw it over into to the mules to eat or the cows to gnaw on, make bed out of.
Did you ever have a clothesline
that
was like four poles and a roof like that would slide back and forth?
No, no. We kept it in a hayloft, or we kept it in a hay rack. Now we'd have, if we had more than we could put up in the loft, while we put down one pole, they're about 20 feet high. It was just like any kind of a tree. We'd cut out a pine tree and bury the pole there and think about it. And then we stack this hay around and just keep walking on the hay and piling it up there and walk on some more and just keep till we get that hay rack thumb full, see? It'll be a hay, and then it'd be come down that way where it shed the water off, and outside the hay would be wet if it rained hard, but the inside of that hay never got wet.
What about when you had the hay out in the field and you would put it together, like what did you call that?
Well, we never did bale it. Nowadays they bale it. They call it baling hay, but we never had a baler. Nowadays I noticed late years that they when they baling the hay, they got a baler. They drive through there and that hay off and puts it in a compact bale and wire around it. And that's what you call a hay baler. And it bales that hay up. Well, we never did. We just would get it out there and dry it when it got dry enough to put so it wouldn't go through a heap and set the barn afire. You know, a hay, if it's not dried properly, it'll go through a heap and set the barn afire. I have seen barn burnt down with it.
Oh, let me ask you, if I have a professor in memory that I took this course in the Southern Rider, William Faulkner, and he read this book about they had a barn burning in it, and they blindfolded the horses
mm-hmm.
and took them out,
mm-hmm.
and the cow charged out, but he wanted to know if, you know how horses, if they can't, they get scared when they see fire?
Uh-huh.
Did that same thing happen to cow?
But you could just turn a cow loose and she'll come on out of that fire, but a horse won't. He'd stay right there and burn up. In fact, if you had him out here, he'd run back in there in his stable, in his stall. He knows where his stall is at, and he that's where he's gonna go.
Okay.
He thinks he's safe.
Because in the story, the cow ran out.
Yeah, well, the cow would do it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
A cow would do that.
How about, you know, when you milk a cow, what do you
carry
the milk in?
Well, you milk it into a pail. Uh-huh. And if you're a good milker, well, you can milk all four tits at one time. And you do it with, you put your pail between your legs right there. Hold it with your legs. And you catch them like that there and have four streams of milk coming out there at one time.
Like if you had the milk in a pail and you were
going to
put it in a bottle, and the bottle had a tiny neck, and you didn't want to spill the milk, what would you put in
the bottle? Well, you'd have to,
to keep it from.
Well, you milk it in a pail, and then you strain your milk.
Mm-hmm.
Just be sure you got all, milking, you might get a few hair off of the cow dropped down into the milk pail. So you strain the milk, and that gets all that out and gets good and clear milk. And in a regular milk bottle, used to be a glass. Now they don't have glass bottles, but a milk bottle had a neck on it about like that. And you had a big funnel about like this here, and you just put it in there for right in that.
Okay.